Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Greg Ibaugh of USDA on ADT in just a moment.
Glenn Mulready is ready to be our next insurance commissioner. Glenn Mulready has spent 35 years in the insurance industry, working for Oklahoma families and businesses. He's ready with a plan to make insurance more affordable and more accessible for everyone. Glenn Mulready believes in getting the federal government out of the way, ending overregulation, tackling fraud, and giving more regulatory power to the states. Oklahomans want their government to be part of the solution, not the problem, and Glenn Mulready agrees. That's why Glenn Mulready's been endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And as a husband and father of three teenage sons, Glenn Mulready knows how important insurance is when raising a family. Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. He's qualified, he's experienced, and he's ready. On November 6th, vote Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. Visit glennmulready.com to learn more.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Glenn Mulready, 2018.
Down through the years, we've had a lot of interest from time to time. It's kind of gone up and gone down regarding animal ID, especially animal disease traceback. It was being talked about a fair amount before the cow that stole Christmas back in 2003. There was a huge spike in interest in getting it done then, but we never quite got across the finish line. And now the industry, once again, talking a lot about the need for this, being pushed by a lot of our customers, especially overseas, for more transparency within our cattle market chain. U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh says it appears that we're starting to get closer to consensus within the cattle industry to get this done. ADT, Animal Disease Traceback.
We've had a lot of discussions in the Farm Bill about the impact that foot-and-mouth disease can have on our economy and the cattle industry as well as in the pork industry. A key component of being able to control and contain an outbreak in the event that we do have a case show up here in the United States would be knowing where animals came from that may be infected or where animals that are exposed may be moving to. And to be able to, you know, put our arms around that and minimize the economic impact, we have to have traceability within the system.
What's USDA's role in all of that?
So I think USDA's role in that is to, first of all, build some frameworks. One of those is facilitating the use of electronic health certificates that can move more rapidly between states. And another one would be to define what pieces of information we need from states for animals that are moving in interstate commerce. And so we intend to work hard on defining some of those parameters, put forth the framework, and then I think industry will identify what technologies and what software programs will be necessary to be able to help facilitate the transmittal of that data between producers and segments of the industry.
How do you envision some of these things being paid for that are going to have to be in place to be this, you know, make this successful?
USDA will have the ability to provide some funding for some of those framework issues. I think we need to work hard to try to help producers be aware of the monetary costs if we can't control and contain a disease. If we allow it to spread to multiple states because we don't have a network in place to be able to identify where animals are moving, when we could have maybe stopped it in a region of a state, there's a huge expense to the industry there. So I think it's a partnership helping understand, you know, what the trade-offs are if we don't have traceability and what the risks that the industry is assuming. And I think that, you know, it's a partnership. USDA will pay for part of it, and the producer and public needs to understand the benefit to them as well.
So it's important that we get past a lot of these discussions or disagreements over low frequency versus high frequency and all of that.
Right, and I actually think that is if we move away from that technology discussion at USDA and move just into the frame, providing the framework and the expectation of what kind of information we're going to need in the event of an animal disease event. There are different segments of the industry and different supply chains within the industry may choose to use low frequency. Another one may need to use high frequency. And there may be new technology coming that we don't even know about today that will need to be incorporated.
USDA Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's your superior chance to buy some great cattle this Thursday, November 1st, from Superior Video Livestock Auction, broadcasting live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 22,200 head will be offered starting at 8 a.m. For information when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.